Longtime Lower Kuskokwim School District board member William Updegrove is not running for re-election this year. This leaves his seat, seat G, representing Bethel, open, and three candidates want to fill it. KYUK spoke with each candidate on why they're seeking election to the LKSD board.
My name is Rania Boyer.
I'm Mark Jones.
I'm Mike Hussein. I'm running for the LKSD Regional School Board.
It'll be a tough choice for voters tomorrow as they choose from Rania Boyer, Michael Husa, and Rodney Mark Jones, equally qualified candidates and all equally passionate about career readiness for LKSD students. Born and raised right here in the YK Delta, Rania Boyer is eager to give back to a community that she credits for building her into the leader that she is today.
Despite the challenges that may come with living in rural Alaska, there were definitely a lot of really great opportunities that came with it. And I feel like it's really important for me to be able to give back and help to provide opportunities to others.
Boyer is the vice president of Village Health and Workforce Development for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. She's been an engaged volunteer, currently serving on the Academic Policy Committee for the Yupik Immersion School, Iapunluknavik. Boyer also coaches volleyball for the district. If her last name sounds familiar, that's because longtime educator and Bethel Regional High School principal Doug Boyer is her husband. Boyer says should a conflict of interest arise, she would have no trouble recusing herself from a particular board vote. Boyer is eager to focus on improving teacher recruitment and retention for the district.
You know, it's important that we recruit the best teachers that we can for our students, that we recruit the best staff that we can for our students, that we're growing our own as there are initiatives that are already happening, and that we make sure that we understand what their needs might be so that we can retain them and keep them here to help to develop continuity with our kids and help them to be successful in those ways.
Mike Husa has taught for the district for the past 25 years. Despite being retired for three, he can't quite give up teaching just yet. Husa works as an adult basic education instructor at Yutlitnovik. This is his third time running for the LKSD board.
I truly believe that we have a workforce out here that we need to fully develop. I believe in our students.
An immediate issue Husa wants to look at is what the plan is for rebuilding Iapunluknavik.
It's still significantly short of funds from what I understand to actually build that replacement building. And it's time to get going on it. Whether we rebuild at the Kilbuck site or we build at the new structure, it's time to put the children in a permanent school.
Improved access to job training resources is also high on his list.
We need to not just focus on college prep. The job opportunities are vast out here, and whether you're providing for your family by working as a store clerk or other high school educated position, or you choose to go to college, I want people to see those job opportunities and feel like they're valued.
To YKHC IT security specialist Rodney Mark Jones, a computer coder for the past 40 years, seeing the district develop a coding curriculum is important.
I'd like to see that go a lot further. I think that we can introduce a wonderful curriculum starting as early as kindergarten and raise our kids to be not just, you know, savvy on the iPads and all this technology, but actually be able to make the devices work for them and hopefully gain skills that will provide them with opportunities for employment where they don't necessarily have to leave the region. They can stay here and work remotely and make money when they grow older.
To Jones, that also means that curriculum taught in the classroom should be understood at home as well.
We need to reach out more to the parents and have more parents involved.
With the Bethel Advisory School Board, Jones has been working to encourage more parent participation.
We started putting together some programs where we could invite parents to come and talk about topics that are important to them.
Boyer, Husa, and Jones will face off for seat G in the LKSD board elections tomorrow. Also running for the board is incumbent Felix Albert, who is unopposed for seat A, representing Neutok, Nightmute, Tuksuk Bay, and Tanunik. Running for seat C unopposed is Richard Long. Seat C represents Etmafluk, Kasigluk, Gwithluk, Napakiak, Napaskiak, Oscarville, and Tentatuliak. Running for seat F are Catherine Cedars and incumbent Deanna Latham. KYUK reached out to both Cedars and Latham for interviews, but they could not be contacted in time for this broadcast. Voting for Bethel School Board candidates will take place at both designated precincts tomorrow, Tuesday, October 2nd. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.